The United States is calling on Turkey to declare an immediate ceasefire in Syria, where its forces are continuing a deadly offensive against the Kurdish population. The Americans, having pulled their troops out of the region, clearing the way for the Turkish invasion, have now imposed sanctions on Turkey. Russia, too, is threatening to intervene alongside its Syrian allies. Meanwhile, the medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières has confirmed that most of its aid activities in northeast Syria have been suspended. MSF's emergency manager for Syria is Robert Onus. He told our reporter Tommy Meskell why it's become so difficult to operate in the region.
Because there are so many different groups fighting in this conflict, it's very difficult for us to be able to negotiate access and negotiate safety for the humanitarian organizations and for our teams. And so without those assurances, it's impossible for us to operate.
What sorts of work were MSF doing in the area? What sorts of humanitarian assistance were you providing?
Our teams were supporting hospitals. We were working in displacement camps. There's already over 100,000 people displaced inside the northeast of Syria before this conflict began. And that's now on top of all those who have been displaced in the last week. So we were responding to existing displacement in the camps, but also to the new displacement that was coming into the towns and villages across the region. If you take one example of that, the water supply system in Hasaka was damaged, and so there was very limited water to the city and the surrounding villages, and these were the areas into which people were fleeing. So they were fleeing the conflict, but fleeing into an area where they had very little capacity to feed themselves and to house themselves, and also there was no water available.
You're leaving now at a time when MSF and charities like yours are needed now more than ever.
Absolutely. It's a very sad instance for us to have to remove our teams in this moment, when clearly the humanitarian needs are increasing, and it's very concerning for us to know that our organization has been forced to relocate its staff, when we know that the existing situation in northeast was bad, and it's only going to get worse, and the ability for organizations to respond to that is dramatically reduced.
And that's Robert Onus of Médecins Sans Frontières speaking there to Tommy Meskell. We can talk now to Barzu Daragahi, international correspondent for the Independent UK. A very good morning to you, Barzu, and thanks very much for taking our call. Before we talk about the what is a very complicated and difficult and dangerous situation in northern Syria, what about the picture painted there by Robert Onus? How typical is that of what's happening on the ground in terms of the hundreds of thousands of civilians caught up in this?
Right. I mean, I think that it is, the situation in northeast Syria was pretty grim before this conflict began, and now it's getting worse. But I should add that the situation in the northwest of Syria, in Idlib province, is even more horrific, and it has been going on for months and months and months. And, you know, the international community didn't really pay attention to it. So I think that, you know, it's Syria is a compound, complex tragedy, a disaster for all sorts.
Sorry, I think we've lost Borzu there, have we?
Sorry, I'm right here.
Oh, yes, you're right there. This, I suppose, is a focus now on what's happening in this particular part of the border area. The aim here of the Turks was to create a buffer zone, Borzu. Is that being achieved? Are they making progress in that objective?
I think it's hard to tell. They say, hold on one second.
Okay, you got a difficulty there. Let's see if we can maintain contact with Borzu.
They say that they have made some progress, but there's absolutely no clear sign that they have made progress on their this plan for this buffer zone. The situation on the ground is very murky. There's contradictory claims by different armed groups. It's a very complex terrain. And the entrance of the Syrian regime, this whole deal between the Syrian regime and the Kurdish-led forces that run the northeast of Syria, adds a further complication to the whole plan.
And what about this suggestion or threat or indication of Russian involvement? Russia, of course, is an ally of the Syrian regime. What role might they play, or are they playing?
I think that the Russians are trying to figure that out themselves. The Russians view the Syrian state as a client, but they are also very much valuing Turkey right now, and they see an opportunity to seduce Turkey out of the NATO alliance. And so that's not something to discount either. I don't think that the Russian government wants to get on the bad side of Bashar al-Assad, but it pretty much controls Bashar al-Assad. On the other hand, Turkey is a prize that it can obtain if it plays its cards right. That is the calculation of Vladimir Putin.
And is it at all clear what the Americans are at? President Trump pulled out the troops. That, in a sense, gave the green light for this Turkish invasion. Now the U.S. is imposing sanctions on Turkey.
I mean, for the U.S., the way to understand it is it's all about domestic calculations. Donald Trump is trying to hold together various conservative constituencies. So he, pulled out of Syria to satisfy one hardcore right-wing constituency in the U.S., and then he imposed sanctions on Turkey to satisfy the neoconservatives in Washington and keep those people kind of in the camp. He has a very narrow coalition. He has very little margin of error in terms of the upcoming presidential elections. That's what it's all about, and there's no other consideration for him.
All right, we leave it there. Barzu Daragahi from The Independent, thank you very much for that.